As the enterprise grew, he directed everything. A national public work scheme provided small wages, but enough. Each day the villagers would gather round him to get their tools and his firm, straight instructions, where they should dig a well, exactly how big it should be, when they should move the paprika plants from the greenhouse. He reminded them what share of their harvest they had promised to give to others, to make them proud. They were givers now, not stealers, not spongers. Then he would wield his spade beside them, getting his hands dirty and urging them on. The agriculture project was only part of what he was doing in Chadi. He took village boys to the local jail in Petch to show them that if they broke the law, they could expect to be buggered there. It shocked them so deeply that crime in the village fell to almost nothing. Teenage girls were taken to universities. Would they rather be there at 18, he asked them, or lying on their backs in the wretched local labour ward? Every household's budget came under his watchful eye, and he would pick through their rubbish too, finding the cigarette packets and beer bottles that proved they were wasting money. He barely had time for girlfriends, certainly not family. The villagers were all his children.